Hey everyone, it's Shamika. Sorry, I have been gone for a little while. I have really been out trying to push my brand, give some classes and do some teaching, and I just have not had the time to dedicate to my something really caught my eye today. This just came out 2 days ago. But there's been so much going on in the news. If you haven't heard about it, don't feel bad. FICO, which stands for Fair Isaac Corporation, Fair Isaac Corporation, they are the current provider of your FICO score, which is the only credit score that anybody cares about, especially when it comes time to making purchases or buying anything. So Credit Karma is good, and some of these other companies you may use, it comes up with their credit score, their version of a credit score. They're really only trying to emulate FICO, and they're not able to because, well, FICO has a proprietary mathematical algorithm that helps them determine your credit score, so it's not something that can necessarily be copied. But what brings me here tonight? Well, how many of you have heard of the Ultra FICO score? I'll wait. I'm sure not too many of you have. Once again, it's called the Ultra, U-L-T-R-A, FICO score. So this is also being created by the Fair Isaac Corporation as well to come out with a newer, more efficient way to, I want to say this in the nicest way, but I feel it's a nice way to seclude or exclude a certain group of individuals, but I'll digress. Let me tell you a little bit about this Ultra FICO score. Well, it was been in the works for a little while now, and it seems that FICO has been given the go to release this in 2019. We're not necessarily sure what month, but in 2019, I'm going to tell all of my customers and anyone that's listening to get ready for your credit scores to possibly take a hit. We don't know the effects yet because it has not been even properly introduced, but let me tell you about this Ultra FICO score. So FICO believes that they are tapped out on extending credit. Big banks, lending companies are feeling that they are tapped out on issuing credit, lines of credit, trade lines, credit cards, whatever, to individuals who have a 740 or above credit score. The banks also believe that individuals who have a 740 or below, they are considered subprime and they get higher interest rates. Yes, you heard me. 740 and below, you are still considered to be subprime. That's really a wow to me to figure that out. It seems that this number changes all the time. I believe last time I reviewed it, it was 720, but now it's gone up an additional 20 points. So the big banks and lenders, they feel that, hey, we have nothing else to offer these guys. Their credit scores are great. They can get whatever they want. We now need a new group of people to target. But everybody's credit is subpar, and we need to find a way to get a different view of how they handle their everyday expenses. Maybe they can't handle credit, but maybe they can handle the money in their banking accounts correctly. So if you heard me correctly, you would notice that I said that they are now going to be looking into your banking accounts. That's right, folks. Ultra FICO score. If you were to go down to a dealership and purchase a car and your traditional FICO score is not at a rate where either a lender feels they can give you a great rate or your score is too low, they will give you the option to choose to get evaluated based off of your ultra FICO score. Your ultra FICO score checks your checkings and savings accounts. They also, they're looking to see that you have at least on average a $400 balance and that you have not overdrawn on your account in the past recent months. Now, honestly, when I read this at first, guys, I really thought this was a joke because I'm thinking to myself, well, there's no way that they should have the right to look at my checking account. And then I have to think about it and I go, well, wait a minute, that only makes sense. The banking industry is really what dictates the credit industry. So why wouldn't they use something that they already have access to make these decisions? I'm really disappointed at FICO, the company itself, simply because, you know, there are a lot of individuals out there that are unfortunately blocked from the check system, so they're not able to have an account at many banks. So these individuals now have prepaid debit cards. Well, those individuals don't get that second opportunity to have someone review their credit to see if they're able to be issued credit. There's also some individuals who would say that just because I may have a lower credit score and I'm not necessarily, I don't handle my finances well, but that doesn't mean I don't pay my bills. Then there's me. And I'm thinking to myself, there are other credit bureaus out there that have been trying to enter into the big market of the big three credit bureaus so that we can bring, they can, excuse me, so that they can bring a different rating scale into this credit scoring game. They want to start looking at rentals. How do you pay, you know, do you pay your rent on time? They want to take an account and do you pay your utilities on time? Your cable bill, your phone bill, those types of things. And right now those things are not judged or weighed. And those are bills we pay every month. But they're going to look in our bank accounts, our checkings account, our savings accounts. We have to have an average balance of $400 and not have had any overdrawns in the past few months. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I'll just say for myself, I'm quite uncomfortable with that. But I do understand the reason for it. One, as I stated before, the banks already have access to your information anyway. They run the credit industry. There's really no way around it. Two, if you're an individual who has a prepaid debit card and you have that because A, you can't get a bank account because you're blocked out of the check system, you need to find out what it is you need to do to get off that check systems list so that you can go back and get you a regular bank account. Or if you're one of those individuals that just don't want to get a bank account, that's completely your choice. You don't want people in your business looking in your accounts like they're trying to do now with this ultra FICO score. I completely understand that. But I'll tell you, you're limiting yourselves because there are lots of companies out there now that will not take a prepaid debit card. So there's pluses and then there's also some minuses. So you might want to take a look and see which situation works best for you. If you have an issue with going overdrawn in your account, well, that's more of a budgeting issue. I can understand it. I don't. This is just something you need to keep in mind in the future, especially in 2019, since these now can be held against you. So, although the banking industry, the credit industry, and our government thinks that they're doing something that they think is awesome, that's going to help us consumers get more credit, in my opinion, this is just more ways to be restrictive and for them to have more, they're encroaching more into your own personal business. Hey, if you heard nothing else, The main thing you need to know, guys, is you have to get your credit repaired. Not yesterday. Well, yesterday would be great, but not today. Well, today would be awesome too. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow would be good as well. Excuse me. I don't know why I keep saying we. I know what I'm on tonight. Jeez. I just think that it is important. Fix your credit. Get on the side where you have the option to choose who's going to lend you money versus them choosing if they want to lend it to you. We don't need to wait until 2019. These laws will be in effect in 2019. So if you only have a few things on your credit, if you have no things on your credit and you just need to build credit, this is the time to do it. Okay, so if you were waiting for this wonderful message to come in or some sign that tells you this is what you need to do to get ready, get ready. Credit is going to be harder to access because the rich and the banking industry, in my opinion, want you to be so heavily dependent on currency, on the paper dollar, that when our financial system implodes, and it probably will, there will be a bigger gap between the rich and the poor. Probably tons of green dollar bills, paper, worthless. Okay, look up fractional reserve lending, people. I'm not making these things up. Take a look at what's really going on. Open your eyes, read, educate yourselves. Come on to my podcast, come follow me on social media. I do majority of the work for you. All you have to do is subscribe, sit back, listen, and learn. But you definitely want to get that credit report. If you have access to credit, you will then have access to some sort of wealth, some sort of income, some sort of revenue stream. No credit, you're going to be left out in the dark. So, sorry to end on such a dark note, but this Ultra FICO score really got me thinking how smart these individuals are that make these decisions for us. Let's wake up and let's get this credit. Let's build wealth. You can only build wealth through credit and some form of a business. So if you're a business owner, you need to get the other half. If you're neither, it's time to wake up and find something that you're good at and start you a business and get your credit together so you can have both pieces of the puzzle. I'm going to get off my soapbox tonight. Thank you guys so very much for listening. This is Shamika Saves. You can follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Snapchat at Shamika Saves. Once again, that's Shamika, Shamika Saves with an S at the end. You guys have a great evening. And two things to take away: look up Ultra FICO score and look up fractional reserve lending. Hopefully I've opened your eyes to two things that you have never heard of before. Good evening, and credit matters.